Super Captain's back on the line, sir.
Nick, when we first came in, we had some problems involving one of Eisenhower's appointment secretaries. You remember who that was and what it was?
We had some problems involving Sherman Adams.
Yeah, I know that.
You have that one.
I remember the president asking me whether he thought we ought to proceed with an indictment based on some appointment secretary had made, and I don't know whether it was Stevens or Shanley or who it was. You ever remember either of them?
I don't, brother.
Would you look that up early in the morning?
I'll look it up first thing in the morning, yeah.
And what do we have on Arthur Vandenberg, Jr.?
Nothing that's present that I know of.
Well, I read a report in the last month showing that he had some sex problems and they had to let him go in April.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, tonight, they asked me, a local radio boy in San Diego, what about the sex deviants in the administration, Jenkins and so on and so on? And I said, at least I thought I said, I'm not having read the transcript. Looks like I might not have said just quite what I intended to say. But I said that every administration has these problems, that has a lot of employees, that Roosevelt had them and Truman had them, and Eisenhower had him with appointment secretary, and I had him. And the question was, the question was not whether you had the problems or not, but what you did about the problems. What we did about it when we heard about it, and we had a reasonable verification of the seriousness of the allegations. We promptly, within the hour, asked for a resignation. And then we turned it over to an impartial investigative agency to determine if any law had been violated, and if so, they would be brought to justice. The press plays it up pretty big as that I indicted Eisenhower as having a pervert as his appointment secretary, which is kind of a stretch of the imagination and a little implication. I did not intend to do that, although the language may do that. You're walking from an airplane to a speaking rally in the presence of hundreds of people, and my thought was that every president I'd known, from Hoover when he had Andrew Mellon impeached as Secretary of the Treasury, had to send him to the court of St. James, to Roosevelt with Sumner Wells, and to Harry Truman with Matt Connelly, with Harry Dexter White, to Eisenhower with Vandenberg, and with Sherman Adams, and with either Stevens or Shanley, one of them's involved, because Kennedy thought we ought to go on and indict him, and I told him I would be go mighty slow. They'd be indicting Ken O'Donnell after we were out of office 90 days.
Well, I think it was probably Stephen. Paul Belden.
What?
I think it was probably Stephen.
Do you remember what he's about?
I just don't remember enough to. I'd have to look it up.
He rather thought we ought to, and I told him that they'd be indicting all around the lot, and we ought to be awfully careful how punitive we were. And I thought it made an impression. And I never discussed it with him, I don't believe, anymore. But anyway, I had in mind these various incidents out of 3 million employees. And I had in mind that the basic principle involved was, what do you do when you know it? Do you act or don't you? And Kennedy had Jim Landis, or he had Fred Korth, or he had different ones, and we'll have them from time to time. I didn't call anybody's name. Now, the question is, did I slander somebody? And can they have a suit against me for slander? And the press is trying to play it up as a pretty big fight and as a real indictment of Ike and trying to revive the Jenkins thing and all that kind of stuff. And I think that our position has got to be that we're talking about presidents generally, about appointees generally, and about the principle generally, and not any individual or not any specific person. On the other hand, I don't know, maybe they think that Shanley's running for the Senate and that I am guilty of McCarthy-type character assassination on him, because I did specify that Ike had this problem with the secretaries too, with his appointment secretary. So my problem is, A, to immediately identify the appointment secretary in my own mind, not for public use, but to be sure that I'm on safe ground, that there was some problem, not necessarily sex problem, but whatever it was. And we know we have it with Adams.
Yeah, sure.
And I would think, I know we have it with either Stevens or Shanley, and I believe it was Stevens because he was the first one.
I think it was Stevens. I just don't remember.
And I don't remember any other. I know Talbot was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
How do you remember any others?
No, I don't know him.
We had one with George Humphrey, but we never went very far with that.
Well.
Is that one a closed book?
George Humphrey?
Yeah.
We bought that case against him on the surplus storage stuff.
Yeah.
Flemington and Uncover.
Yeah.
We got clobbered on that. It was very badly handled.
Now, what's your reaction to all this?
Well, my reaction to the general statement, Mr. President, is that it's perfectly true. It always happens. Something inappropriate to say. You know, I've been saying this, what you said, I've been saying to an awful lot of people on a, you know, off-the-record background basis. They accept it. You have these problems, kind of, in every administration.
I went ahead and added a good deal. I said the difference is the Democrats didn't exploit them. We felt sorry about them.
Yeah.
We thought that there wasn't anything the president could do to avoid them. And we were more or less understanding of it. We didn't try to make a political issue out of it, which I think is true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. Attorney General, you're a lawyer, so in the morning I hate to call you so late, but it's going to be a big play, I imagine, the next 2 or 3 days. Might be right into the election as a blooper, and so we better get...
I think so. I'll get you the facts.
We better get the facts on Stevens. We better get them on Arthur Pannenberg Jr. when he went on the payroll. Let's go back to the library. Get some of your young lawyers there to go see when he appointed him on this task force from the November election up. My memory is that Hoover's report showed that he asked him to leave the government in April.
Yeah.
See how long he was actually on the government payroll. See how they designated him at the time. See how he designated Stevens. And I think then that these folks got real upset about character assassination. We could point out we didn't even have Shannon in mind at all. Shanley.
All right.
Particularly if Shanley is not guilty of anything, and I wish you'd check that.
Well,
you don't mind, call me as early as you can in Salt Lake through the White House switchboard.
All right.
Because I'm going to be here speaking at 9:30 and 10, and they're going to be mobbing.
All right.
All right.
I'll get you something. Okay.